USA Radio News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for campaign finance violations and lying to Congress. March 6th is when Cohen will have to report to prison. Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University and Fox News contributor, believes Cohen may have gotten away with another one.
Yeah, I wrote a column saying this was Michael Cohen's last hustle. I mean, he really has hustled everyone. Even after he turned on the president, it came out later that he had basically sold access to companies like AT&T. He then created a site to get donors to give him hundreds of thousands of dollars so that he could testify against the president.
The manhunt continues for a 29-year-old Islamic extremist thought to be responsible for the deadly Christmas market shootings in France yesterday. Several reports say the man yelled Allahu Akbar while he was shooting. This is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Life's beginning to return to normal near the east side of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. But on the west side, it's an entirely different story, as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Sections of West Mosul remain in ruin, as many Iraqis claim they will never return to their homes after suffering under ISIS. In a teleconference in Baghdad, Army Colonel Jonathan Byram spoke about the progress in East Mosul.
In Mosul, where the brutal rule of ISIS denied many the basic right of an education, now thousands of students are returning to recently opened schools. Businesses are reopening where rubble once stood, and over 4 million displaced Iraqis have returned to their homes of origin.
I'm John Clemens.
CBS News has reached a settlement with the three women accusing veteran journalist Charlie Rose of sexual harassment. The lawsuit claims Rose made physical contact with the women and that CBS was fully aware of his behavior. A statement from CBS says the matter has been resolved and the settlement amount is confidential. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Court TV Network is being revived after being off the air for a decade, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Its 17-year run ended in 2008 when Turner rebranded it as True TV.
And what about the gripping testimony, Harlan, where he describes how visibly upset...
This time a network, Court TV, is expected to come back on air next year. It will be relaunched as part of the EW Scripts Company, including its trademark, website, and 100,000 hours of original content that Scripts acquired from Turner Broadcasting. Some original Court TV anchors will be back. Katz Networks, part of the EW Scripps company, saying it will relaunch Court TV as a new round-the-clock network offering gavel-to-gavel trial coverage on the air and online in May of 2019.
An all-new episode tonight at 10:30 on Court TV.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maryland Governor Republican Larry Hogan is doing his best to keep the Washington Redskins in Maryland. Hogan yesterday touted a new tentative agreement that the state reached with federal officials to swap land park in western Maryland to build the team a new stadium in Prince George's County.
Can you imagine the Redskins Stadium on a Monday night football, looking at all the monuments reflecting in the Potomac River? It'd be the nicest facility in America.
Hogan was short on details, but this comes amid speculation that the Redskins could return to Washington, D.C. For USA Radio.